Did y'all ever kill the sheep?
Yes. Oh, yes, we had barbecue mutton. Mm-hmm. We did that. We butchered our chickens. And, got anything. We hunt deer and we kill those and dress those out ourselves. It really isn't. If it wouldn't be for Daddy, we wouldn't know any of this, but he can do just about anything. He can really, he can take care of himself easily. That's what I always tell John. If we get a terrible, terrible depression, then I keep having this feeling in the back of my mind that we won't be as bad off as some other people because, you know, we could take care of ourselves or feed ourselves or what. We even, forget this, we're getting a chance to brag on myself. Pulling our corn, we pick out the corn and go through it and shell it, and we have we've been having it. We've got the mill to do it now. Do our own cornmeal, grind it.
You have your own mill?
We have it now. Daddy ordered one, but he hasn't hooked the motor to it yet, so they take it up to Yoakum and have it ground. There's a mill up there. We have it ground up there. We have all of that. And that, plus the garden we have every year, Mother sees to it. It's like a little truck patch or something. And we do our own canning and stuff. It's really, here I am, I'm bragging on all this, and I spend $50 a week at the grocery store. Would you please tell me what I spend all this money on? But it's, I'm glad you asked me. This is fascinating, getting to tell somebody something for a change, because I enjoy my farm. Living out here, I wouldn't trade it for the world, and every time we do something like butchering an animal or something, I get the best feeling, because you're doing it yourself, and you know exactly what's happening to your meat, and what's happening to everything. I really enjoy it.
When you were growing up, did you spend a lot of time outside, or what?
Yes.
I mean, what interested you most when you were small?
Anything my daddy did. I hunted, I fished, I worked in the field. Anything outside. I'm still like that. If I can go outside and do anything, if I could fix a fence, I'd leave my house, just go to pot, because I'd much rather be outside. I really would. I'd rather work in the garden than scrub floors. And
You had a lot of pets when you were little, huh?
Not really. No, we always had a dog. I only had my own dog twice, I think. Both times it got run over. But it was always a dog. You have to have a dog. Now I wish I didn't have a dog, because all he does is lay in my flower bed. But I've got a dog.
Tell me about your husband's parents, when they were born. And
let's see, I believe they were both born here in Victoria County. I know my mother-in-law was. She was a and that's German. And they all lived, I think they all lived out towards Telfner, out that way. And I'm sure she could probably speak some German.
Did your husband speak German?
No. He speaks the same words I speak, and I wouldn't speak those to you. No. His father was a and I don't know what else he is, but he had Indian. His grandmother was part Cherokee Indian, and that's all John raves about, is how he's part Cherokee. I tell him he's part City Bull. But
were they German ancestry too? Or did they speak German?
I don't know. John's daddy died when he was 13. When he was 13, and that side of the family, I see very, very little of, and I don't even think they're very close to that side of the family.
They live in Victoria? Mm-hmm.
Most of them do. They're sort of scattered here and there, but most of them, they were based here.